Everything about this sport, when you really get into it, sounds like the worst time in the world. So why do we do it? It's not simply man against nature, as a lot of people perceive it to be. It's about reflection and knowing nature without you. Welcome everyone to the wild. Today we'll be discussing how horrible hunting is, and why I adore it. There's this false perception that hunting is easy, as if having a gun or a bow gives humans this unstoppable advantage, and yes, it's a powerful thing in your hands. But wolves have teeth. When you see a deer cross the road, completely dumbfounded by a car, you get the wrong idea of their natural instinct. Civilization makes them a whole lot more stupid. Turkeys even more so. Every day in the fall, turkeys used to stand in front of my truck as if they wanted me to hit them. In the wild, one saw me blink from 100 yards and flew away. Deer are similar. Around here, they only really move around dawn and dusk, and a single disturbance into their natural habitat means they stay way clear. Too much wind, they'll catch your scent and they're gone. Step on a twig or shift your weight a little bit, you ain't seen anything for a while. The reason any of us see them on a regular basis is nothing more than the fact that they're used to us in the environments that we are in. So yeah, that means you can't listen to music, you can't whistle, you can't eat, no noise, no smell, and of course, no movement. We're not as sneaky as we think we are. And of course, a typical weekend day of hunting means getting up before dawn. I get up at 3, put some coffee on, and drive up to my family farm in New Hampshire, probably 4 times in the fall. And by the end of the season, it gets real cold. So you're freezing your tail off, exhausted, with nothing but nature to think about. Now picture this. Majority of the season, I use a bow, in large part because firearms aren't allowed until the final stretch. That means I can't take a shot from beyond 40 yards. I'm standing on a plank of wood nailed to a tree about 25 feet up in the air with barely enough room to turn. Multiply all those strict rules from before by the situation that I'm in, and you'll see why I haven't gotten an archery kill yet. Now imagine a spider the size of your palm creeps into your peripheral along the tree about 3 inches from your face. Yes, this actually happened to me this October. So, all right. Question is, what the hell makes this worthwhile? I'll tell you, when the sun comes up, the birds start chirping. The squirrels start hopping around. You see porcupines, coyotes. There's a black bear that lurks those woods every once in a while. None of them have any idea that you're there. Nature acts normal, as if you weren't there at all. Suddenly, you're wide awake, running on those meager 3 hours of sleep, experiencing the world as if you didn't exist. Yes, we want to get that shot. Yeah, that's the reason we wake up in the morning. But without respect for beauty, respect for the wild, you wouldn't last 30 minutes. You wouldn't step onto that rickety plank, and you sure as hell wouldn't get back up there when nighttime rolled around to see the same thing in reverse. I don't hunt because I want to take a life. I hunt because I respect the life I took. You recognize rather quickly how different the world is shaped when nothing knows you're there. It's because it's incredibly difficult to accomplish that feeling. But when you do, and you realize this is it, it's at the mercy of a truly genius and incredible animal, crown of antlers on its head. It makes your hands shake. You can't accomplish this peaceful, natural feeling any other way. You can't get it hiking. You can't get it in your backyard. You need to be where no creature would expect you to be, completely cloaked from their eyes, ears, and noses. You need to do it repeatedly, get better at it. Understand how to get it again. And that's the real beauty of it. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time on The Wild.